My Lord Jesus Christ, let us come at third hour's morning session. Let's sing. Sometimes I stay in the back and in the room. I hearing from you to sing him. And what do you call the last two? This what do you call the this part? Huh? Yeah, refrain. This is really echoes coming. It really it's a beautiful. And fight is the victory. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. I think this today 2 hours and tomorrow 2 hours. It's your kind of break time between your learning the book of Romans. So it's a Colossian is your break time. So you can say. Many of you, I know because you were in the E2 class when I helped you, the SSC. I like to draw with a self to this coalition. I know it's your age is not supposed to, draw the picture things, but I like that. This is a book of Colossians. So if you look at the chapter 1, Apostle Paul, he heard from the news about the Colossian church in Colossus, and from the what is the name? Epaphras. Yeah, Epaphras, a faithful worker from Colossians. And so he prayed himself. So you can figure out this. Report to the Paul that they're growing, the church, all the members, they're growing, and also they improved in their faith. So once you read the Colossians chapter 1-4, I don't see the point that they have a problem. Only thing is an issue that it's coming into the church. It might hurt their faith. It might destroy the church if these outside of the philosophies and outside of the Gnosticism and the legalism and angels worshiping kind of concept
coming into the church, then definitely it, this heresy destroyed the church.
So Paul heard about the Colossian church, and Colossian church actually is a strong, a growing church actually, the faith. And so what Paul heard from the news from Epaphras is this church, Colossian, they are staged like a groin, from here to here, and groin. And but the problem, this issue is, there's some kind of a force. I just want to draw the force of this. You know, a thick cloud coming into the church. Very thick cloud. So this is kind of an image of outside of force and coming into the Colossian church. Paul's worry is, Paul's concern is, with this much growth of the church may not be enough. So the Paul here to wish they continue to grow themselves. So
completely stand in front of God.
So God, the wish is to be stand firm in the truth so they can see God. God is too big this way. So in front of God. God is too big this way. So the whole entire book of Colossians, Paul knows this. And Paul continued to pray for them to grow this big. So whatever there is a, whatever they, you know, their problems, I mean the issue there is coming into the church, so they can defend themselves. Also they can stand firm themselves in front of God. So that's
what I learned from the this Colossians chapter 1 to verse chapter 1 to chapter 4. We can look it up. Do you know where is the location in the Colossae? Is it right? Colossae? Yeah, the people in live in the Colossae. Is that? Colossae. Nobody know that. Whatever I pronounce is right then, right? That's fine. Colossae. Okay. So then, where's the locations? Do you know the location at Ephesus? Ephesus. Now is in the Turkey, right? In the south to the, where is the you call the peninsulas? Can you see where is Ephesus? If you find out the map, there is one, the Apostle Paul, he make the trip to there, you can see the place. So, Colossae is located 100 miles, little south to us, southwest, right? To down there. That's a Colossae. And then about close by the Ephesus, and direct to the from Turkey to this side is east or west? Huh? It's east, right?
Yeah, east.
East, south. And if this is here, then if this is a harbor city, so in go into the land and down, then that's about 100 miles. That's a Colossae. How about the Colossae on the top of there? Do you know what city is that? That's a valley. What is the valley names? Is it? There's a two more place location is very famous. Laodicea church is also located there. Philadelphia. Laodicea? Pretty much. The most difficult after 40 is the glasses. Yeah, Laodicea. Oh, Philadelphia is on the top there too. And Laodicea also Colossae, they see the city there, right? Yeah, that's where it's located. If you look at the Colossian, anyway, this place is a very very famous for the producer we call the wool. Yeah, wool, produce of wool. Very famous for the produce of wool. Because of the land. What happens is the land is a volcanic soil. So they can make the black wools and also, you know, the dyed kind of black color. It came out as a black and easily. And what kind of else colors? So purple and scarlet kind of color in wool, they produce from there. So it's very famous, the city. And also, it's a volcanic, very actively in this area. So several times, actually, Colossae was destroyed by the earthquake, you know, by the this kind of volcanic activities there. But this city at the beginning was BC 133. This city was donated to the Romans, which means giving up, you know, the surrender to the Rome. But the East say the good words is a donate to the Rome, so it becomes a in the land of Romans. Yeah, because of the kingdom. Perigias, they knew that they cannot resist. It's better just donate to, give it to the Rome. So that's this way. So it becomes a Roman place. But at the same time, the Hellenistic cultures really prevail in this town. So the people, they're very logical. Consider, they're very, most of the people there, it's like Perigians, they live there. And also the major population is Perigian and as a, and also who Perigians and they're native people, so it's the Perigian and the Greek people, so moved there to live there. And also about BC, it is BC about 200, around 187 at that time. The about 2,000 Jewish people from Babylon to forced to move to this city. So I think they relocate this Jewish people to this place. So historically, at this place, 2,000 is the beginning, is about 187 BC. So by 76, the number of Jewish people increased to about 11,000. So the Jewish people is a part of their just population, we can tell, but not a major, but it's as a minority, definitely. Yeah, that's a kind of a the backgrounds we can see that. Oh, yeah. The writer. Anybody who against this the Colossians is a writer is not a Paul, then you raise your hands. Anybody who think that this book is not written by Paul then raised your hands. That means, sure, this book is written by Apostle Paul. Because we all agree, right? So, thank God. And with unanimous decisions, this book is written by Paul. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, you can tell. So, this book is written by Paul. Of course, some people who want to get doctor degree about this and they're trying to not to this way to write a lot of paper, then they got a doctor degree. But we clear the Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Clear that this is clear. Which book, how many book Paul wrote? I mean, you know, the letters. Huh? 12? 16? 15? Huh? 12? Okay. 12 apostles. Can you count it then? Do you know which book he wrote first? Oh? Acts, you say? Anybody else? Because he wrote the books. It's about from about early 40, about around 48 AD, all the way to the about 60, 64, 5 around that time. So he wrote the books. So this Colossians is one of the books he wrote in the prison, in his imprisonment, in. Most of the scholars agree that this book is written in Rome. Now, some of different idea, but you know, some of them says that it wrote this book in Ephesus. But this book is, we know it's written in the prison. Yeah. Anybody know which book is the first the Paul wrote? Well, scholars believe that as Galatians is considered as the first book, like Galatians, and the First Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians, and Corinthians, Second Corinthians, and then Romans. So that's this book is written about 50s, we can see, and then Colossians, Ephesians, and Philemon, and Philippians. So these four books is when he was in the prison, he wrote that as books. And this book is early 60s, he wrote it, this four books. And then later, you know, the First Timothy and Second Timothy. So Second Timothy is the last one he wrote it, and before he died. So he was in also the prison. Titus is a scholar believe the First Timothy and then Titus and Second Timothy. So that's the order. So how many books is it? Huh? Yeah. So you can count it. So that's what he wrote this book. So Colossians we can see about 60s. So some you say 62, you know, AD 62, 3, around that time, he wrote this book. And after he wrote this book, about one or two years later, he wrote the book of Ephesians. So you have noticed that Colossians and book of Ephesians are quite similar. But actually, some people mention that it's like a twins. Yeah, it kind of twin books. So if you... because book of Ephesians is 6 chapters, book of Colossians is 4 chapters. Volume wise, is shorter than book of Ephesians. So, if you don't have a time, then you read the book of Colossians. But if you have a time, then you read the book of Ephesians. The same, you know, most likely it's kind of matched together very well. Of course, the Colossians has some maybe have some uniqueness too, but. I think Ephesians is more systematic, more structured about his writing, about, you know, the message when he write, you can tell. That's pretty much about outlines about the book of Colossians. Yeah. Now we can working on, because in the morning I saw there, you know, the projector, so you read over chapter 1 to chapter 4, right? Everybody read it? Of course, many of you taking the nap in the morning, but, you know, but I'm sure because you read it beforehand anyway, but it, because this is not that long, you know, scripture, so it's kind of short. Once you, how you can approach this kind of book, it's good to you can find out the key phrase. If you find out the key phrase and the key word, that really helps you. I thought about this, make outline with you, because it's not, I make the outlines. So I already make my own outline. When you look at the note, it's I borrow from the pastor, yeah. And then, so this outline and my outline is different actually, because my outline is based on my keywords. So, but it's a Korean. So I like to work with you together to make outline for this book of Colossians. That really helps. Once you read it, Colossians chapter 1, first part of you have noticed that you know, greeting, yeah, definitely greetings, and greeting as a greeting. And then second part of you can say from chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 8 as a one sections. This is because he heard from the Epaphra about the church in Colossae, and their faith and their love, their faith is really kind of a growing up in a certain stage. And he find out, so he praised it. Actually, this is like encourage the Colossians, and actually that's why he thanked to God in his prayer. So this prayer we can say is a thank to God. There is like a lot of keywords, like you know, I just marked in the Korean part, so I can go back to English then. For your verse 4, see the faith. Your faith in Christ, and also you, and the love. And if you look at verse 5, and then, because of the hope to lay up for you in heaven, the lay up of the treasure, you know, lay up of your heaven. What makes it possible, this faith and this love and this hope build up in their faith? Because of the gospel of salvation has come from the truth. You mentioned that. So the Colossian, a church in Colossus, they really listen to the word of God. They really grow themselves up. We can see from these passages. And also verse 6 mentioned that the truth of the gospel and get into them. So let them, we can say, let them understand. So let them understand the grace of God. So they growing up and they're bearing the fruit. So what the verse 6, I like the word, the pika is bearing fruit and increasing. It comes from the understanding, the grace of God in truth. Yeah. So he heard from the verse 7 say, How he knows about the Colossian church, because the worker in Epaphra came to Paul in the report about their situation, and he saw it pleased him, so he mentioned that and here. So his prayer is thank to God because your improvements of your understanding of the God's grace, so you can continue, you can bearing the fruit of you know, fruit and improve their faith. And then the verse 9 to 12. 9 to 12 is a wish. It is a wish to the member in the Corinth. This prayer is to showing that his hope so they can improve their quality and their faith. So what you hear the verse 9 can see here, you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So they continue, hope that they can continue to improve in the understanding of wisdom of God and the spiritual knowledge of understanding. And verse 10, so you may walk in the manners worthy. So once we can fill with the knowledge of God and his will, the wisdom upon to them to they understand, so they can truly walk with God. Walk with God, yeah. The manner worthy of the Lord. So which means talking about this is talking about their maturity. Once we mature, we know whom we choose the people to walk together. Like, you know, if we like be just natural man, and then we tend to be evil men, then we walk with the gangsters. You know, so by if you are a good man, you know how to choose the person. So you choose the one. You know, every time when a USA celebrity, you know, like who is a Hilton or always find out somebody who really, you know, outside of the garbage, they always together garbage, have a fun together with the garbage. But we are not that, you know. We always choose the better one to, you know, have a constructive life. So this is you're talking about the maturity. We are mature persons. We are mature persons. So this is the prayer of the Paul. He prayed to God, let them continue filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding in this, you know, so that they work with God, you know, they improve themselves, you know, increasing the knowledge of God. And verse 11, strengthening with all power according to his glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience and joyously. He mentioned about this is talking about the business of the stage of the maturity. We can go back to later when the talk about all this, but we'll just go on. From the reach up to the giving thanks to the Father, so the giving thanks to the Father, so that their faith can improve this much, you know, to grow that much. So they can, the later on chapter to mention about it, so this way they can defense themselves from the outside of the evil force, outside of the evil knowledges. Yeah. From verse 13 to 29, verse 13 to 29, talking about the Creator, God, about the Jesus. Who is the Jesus? I think Colossians is one of a very juicy part. Colossians, the good part. Good part is this part. Because when Paul wrote down about the Christ's supremacy, as a supreme God, and he himself, he's the creator from all of all. At the same time, he's the one, the head of head of the church. They mentioned that here, he's the one with us, he's the fullness with us, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is, so they mentioned about the Jesus and God himself. And also, he is the one to reconcile with us. So verse 20 says, through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made a peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Mentioned that Before we are like, formerly we are alienate, formerly we are like enemy against him, because we were in a sin before, but he came to this world, and by his blood, as a possible to reconcile with him. And he is the God himself, he mentioned. He's an invisible actually, he is an invisible God within him, so mentioned that. So when I look at this whole chapter 1, my own words, the key words is chapter 1, verse 22. So I pick up this verse as either 22 or... No, 28 is better. So we may present every man complete in Christ. Well, it's a similar like verse 22. In order to present you before him holy and blameless and be beyond the reproach. So it's a kind of the verse 22 and 28, it's a similar. But I like the just one, this short phrase as like we may present every man complete in Christ. So every man complete in Christ. So complete. So the other way is a complete man in Christ. So make a short form, complete man in Christ. And then what is the title for the chapter 1? I says, when I look at the chapter 1, it sounds like the Paul want them to know Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? So the once you know him, so you understand his will, so you can improve yourself, and you can understand his knowledge. And so what can I say is a title. Can you make up all this to title? Knowing Jesus and to grow ourselves to reach to the complete man in Christ. It makes sense. More people go up the stand means it's getting more sleepy and sleepier. That's what I meant.
It makes sense? Does it make sense? Okay. Chapter 1.
Knowing Jesus and grow a complete man in Christ by knowing him and to grow to by knowing complete man in Christ by increase our knowledge to improve our spirituality. Can you give me the words I can write down?
we can say chapter 1 is a complete man in Christ. By anybody can help me here. By knowledge. By knowledge of Jesus. Complete man in Christ by knowledge of Jesus.
It makes sense? Yeah. Since you said it makes sense. I said it doesn't make sense. That makes sense. So it makes sense then. Yeah.
Chapter 2 also, I want to continue the complete man. complaint in front.
Because I choose the either chapter 1 verse 22 or 28 as a whole entire Colossians key phrase. I choose it actually. So I want to make this outline in this way. Chapter 2. So you can, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 5. This is the, here the Paul mentioned about the blessing of understanding the God's mystery. He already mentioned about the mystery ahead of, you know, the chapter 1 ahead. But here, because the chapter 1, verse 27, he mentioned that. And on and on, they mentioned about the mystery. What is the verse... What is this mystery? You read it, then you know the answer. Christ. Yeah, it is a Christ. This mystery is a Christ. And also this mystery is a Christ to be reached, the gospel, to reach to the Gentile, to let them know it, the gospel of Jesus. So verse 1 to 5, we can see verse 2, that their heart may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the worth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, result in the true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself. So, and verse 3 mentioned that in whom and the hidden and all the treasures, wisdom and knowledge that within the Jesus Christ. So, he mentioned this through the understanding of the his mystery, so their faith to be steadfast. Now that's what the Paul's wishes. And from verse 6 and 7, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, and having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and above, flowing with the gratitude. Before Paul mentioned about the other kind of such as like outsider heresy, and this is really coming into the church now. So, before he mentioned about that, he mentioned about this understanding of his mystery, his secret, and his will, and also you firmly rooted in the Jesus Christ, and you really established in your faith and your faith, so that you can defend yourself. So he mentioned about this one first. So chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, you can root it down in Christ, so you can firm your faith. From verse 8 to verse 23, this whole part is talking about the heresies. We mentioned the Gnosticisms. I'm sure because you already heard about the Gnosticisms, and also the legalism, Anyway, what is a Gnosticism? Because at this time, the Gnosticism is considered a very primitive stage. At this time, later on, it continued to develop the Gnosticism by 2 centuries, really as a very solid is a philosophy, I think. So, what is the main idea about the Gnosticism? Anybody heard? Yeah, it's simple, right? So, flesh is evil and spirit is good. It cannot be together. So it's kind of separated. So this idea, it's against the truth of God. Yeah, it's against the truth of God. And also another one is the idea about from the Jewish, that those who faithfully follow, you know, the Moses laws, and bring this understanding into the church. So you have to be circumcised, you know, kind of the issues. And you have to keep the Sabbath, then you have to follow this way to keep the Sabbath. And that kind of understanding. So it's a bring into the church. So kind of ruin the grace of Jesus Christ. And it's not the way to keep, it's not a way to we can follow the truth. But they kind of twist it and motivate their way. So their kind of understanding, concept, bring into the churches. What else we have there? We can see that some example, like you know, those are the legalism issues. Chapter 2, verse 11. Here the Paul the mention about 11. And in him you were all circumcised with the circumcisions made without hands in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. And here talking about our salvation, eventually talking about it. I think the circumcision issues come from the Jewish. So everybody, even though they will believe in Jesus, you have to be circumcised. So then he bring up this issue about the circumcisions. Circumcisions, not a physical circumcision, but a circumcision is not come from our hands. So circumcision made without hands. You're talking about our baptism. So yeah. And about the chapter 2, verse 16. Therefore, let no one act as your judges in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or the new moon, or Sabbath. All these things related to Moses' laws. Yeah, it is. It's a rituals. It's a Moses' laws. But do not follow your face to the legalism way. Go back to like Old Testament way, so that you can actually it destroyed your face. So do not let any. Let no one act as your judge in regard to food. So you are beyond that actually. The grace of God. And Jesus came to this world already fulfilled. And just like when Jesus came to this world, he separated his veil from the holy place. No longer need that there's a ritual to as a priest, a physical priest, get into it to have a acting as a between us and God. We are the one as a priest that we can get in. So don't be as a yourself acting as like a before to be as a, like a judge by other peoples. Yeah, that's one of the verse can mention about it. About the Gnosticism, I think chapter 2 verse 18. Let no one keep defrauding you and your praise be by delighting in self-abasements and the worship of the angel. So there's the angel worshiping also coming in here. I think those angel worshiping is, we cannot directly reach to God because we are flesh and we are evil. So we cannot reach up to God because God is holy. We are evil. How is it possible that we can reach up to God? So, time is up. Not yet? Okay. So it is better. It seems like it sounds okay. It's better somebody between God and us. So we can be humble ourselves to worship the angel. So ring the bell, is it right? Oh, okay, right. But we can continue to this thing. Hopefully you can, if you haven't read it, please read chapter 1 to chapter 4. So we can go on together this brief hour.